All right, let's dive right into it. Imagine for a moment, you're sitting at your desk wondering how to get more patients through your doors. You've tried a few things, but it's just not clicking. Then you hear about Google Ads and it sounds promising, right? It's like a magic button that brings patients straight to you. But here's the thing, it's not just about flipping a switch, there's a whole strategy behind it. So how does Google Ads really work for dental practices? At its core, Google Ads operates on a pay-per-click model. You bid on specific search terms, and your ad pops up when someone searches for those terms, but you only pay when someone actually clicks on your ad. That's the beauty of it. For dental practices, this means you can literally appear at the top of Google the same day you launch a campaign. It's all about targeting patients in your specific area who are actively searching for the services you offer. Think about it this way. The key components of every Google Ads campaign are like instruments in an orchestra. You've got your keywords, ad copy, landing page, bidding, targeting, and conversion tracking, all playing their part to create a harmonious result. Now, let's talk keywords. This is where most dental campaigns either succeed or totally flop. The goal is to target search terms that indicate a strong intent to book an appointment, not just vague curiosity. High intent keywords are golden. Things like dentist near me or emergency dentist, city name. These show that people are ready to book, and yes, they might be a bit pricier per click, but they're worth it. And if your practice offers high value services, you'd want to create separate campaigns for each, like dental implants or Invisalign. This keeps your ads relevant and your cost efficient. But here's a critical step that often gets overlooked: excluding negative keywords. You know, those irrelevant searches that just drain your budget without giving you any real patient leads. Words like dental school or free dental clinic, you get the point. Skipping this step is like pouring money down the drain. Let's shift gears a bit and talk costs. How much should you expect to spend on Google Ads? Well, it varies a lot by location and the services you offer. In major Canadian cities like Toronto or Vancouver, costs will be on the higher side. For general dentistry, you're looking at about $3 to $8 per click and $40 to $90 per lead. High-value services like dental implants could cost you between $15 to $45 per click. Now, the recommended minimum starting budget is about $1,500 to $2,500 per month for a single location practice. Think of it as an investment, because running campaigns below this threshold often means you're not generating enough volume to optimize properly. Now, how do you structure a dental Google Ads campaign? This is where organization plays a huge role. A messy account will just waste your budget. A recommended structure is to have one campaign per service category: general, emergency, cosmetic, implants, you name it. Then, within each campaign, have separate ad groups for closely related keyword clusters. Test 2 to 3 different ad variations per ad group. And most importantly, have a dedicated landing page for each campaign or service type. Which brings us to, what makes a strong dental ad? Your ad copy needs to do two things: earn the click and pre-qualify the patient. Avoid generic copy like "best dentist in city." Instead, focus on what the patient needs right now. Use headlines that clearly state the service and location, mention a specific patient benefit, and include a trust signal like 500 plus 5-star Google reviews. And don't forget the call to action: book online today or call now. Google allows up to 15 headlines and 4 descriptions in responsive search ads, so use this space wisely to test different combos. Now, here's a common trap to avoid: sending paid traffic to your homepage. It's one of the most costly mistakes you can make. The homepage has too many distractions. A dedicated landing page is where the magic happens. It keeps the patient focused on booking that appointment. So, what does a high-converting dental landing page include? Start with a headline that matches the ad they clicked on, add a clear description of the service, a prominent phone number, and an online booking form that's visible without scrolling. Throw in some trust elements like Google reviews and star ratings, and make sure your page loads quickly and is optimized for mobile. Here's why conversion tracking is non-negotiable. Running Google Ads without it is like not checking how many patients a promotion brought in. You can't improve what you don't measure. So what should you be tracking? Phone calls from ads, calls from the landing page, form submissions, and online booking completions. Every conversion should track back to the specific keyword and campaign that drove it. That way, you know where to increase your budget and what isn't working. Now, let's talk about the metric that really matters: cost per new patient. Most agencies might focus on clicks and impressions, but for your practice, it's all about cost per new patient booked. That's calculated by dividing your total ad spend by the number of new patient appointments booked directly from ads. For general dentistry services, a well-managed Google Ads campaign should result in a cost per new patient between $80 and $200. For high-value services like implants, the cost per acquisition could be $400 to $600 or more, but that's justified because of the lifetime value of that patient. And finally, geographic targeting. It's crucial to reach the right local patients. Dental patients usually choose a practice that's a short drive away from their home or work. Setting a geographic radius around your clinic, typically 5 to 15 kilometers, ensures that your budget is spent on people who can realistically book with you. So, there you have it. A comprehensive look at Google Ads for dentists, from setting up your first campaign to tracking and optimizing for the best results. If you're feeling ready to take action and want to dive deeper into your specific needs, don't hesitate to book a free strategy call with us at northmedia.org. We're here to help you navigate this and make the most out of your marketing efforts. And remember, new episodes of the Dental Marketing Podcast drop every week on Spotify. So stay tuned, stay informed, and let's keep those patient appointments rolling in.